tea is the drink the English regard as their own, despite the fact that the nearest tea plantation to England is, well, several thousand miles away. To many tea connoisseurs, the most English of teas is made by Twinings, and it's a company with a very long history. But as our business reporter Alex Ritson has been finding out, the future could be rather more European, in part thanksly to a highly controversial grant from Brussels.
Well, this must be one of the oldest shops in London. It's the Twinings Tea Shop. It stood on this site, right opposite the Royal Courts of Justice on London Strand, for more than 300 years. Above this very, very grand front door, there are two statues of Chinese men sitting back to back against a huge golden lion, and beneath him, coat of arms, a very grand coat of arms, which reads, by appointment to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, tea and coffee merchants. This shop was established by Thomas Twining back in 1706. But the reason I'm here today is because the company which now owns Twining is planning on shutting down its biggest tea factory in the UK and moving production to Poland. What's more, it's getting a big grant from the European Union, 12 million euros. Let's ask a few people as they come out of the shop whether they're worried about the main tea factory being moved to Poland.
Probably, like, you know, lots of things have gone to foreign companies, you know, in the global situation, so yeah.
But if I then told you that they were getting a huge grant from the European Union, how would you feel about that?
Well, that's not so good, obviously. Obviously. Because we just need to keep employment here as much as we possibly can.
I'm really sad because I really like Twining. I mean, I'm from Poland.
You're from Poland? So how do you feel about this?
I mean, I'm excited that they're moving to Poland, but for another 2 years I'm planning to stay here, so I really like this kind of tea, so...
Is Twining's tea, does it say England to you? Is it the most English?
Yes, it is. It's like remind me about London, because I always drink here Twining tea.
Yes, we're standing here watching sort of the red double-decker buses going past. Yes. This is about as English as it gets, isn't it? Do you think Twining's tea made in Poland would be just as good?
I don't think so. No. No.
Alex Ritson there out on the streets of London, and I'm just actually enjoying a cup of tea with Alex Ritson now. Alex, what are Twining saying about all this?
Well, no one was available for an interview, but in a statement they insisted that the decision to close the factory was made last year and the 12 million euro grant from Brussels was only confirmed last month. The two, as Twining says, are not connected, but not everyone believes that. Derek Cotts is the secretary of the Andover Trades Union Council.
Effectively, we've got a situation where nearly 400 workers in Newcastle and down in Andover are actually effectively paying to make themselves redundant.
You're saying the money is being paid in taxes, ultimately, which go to Europe, and then that money is being used to switch the production of this British tea to other places in Poland?
Indeed, 12 million euros worth of grant money to open this new factory over in Poland, and that is at the direct expense of UK jobs. Therefore, UK taxpayers and Twining's workers themselves are paying to make themselves redundant. Astonishing, isn't it?
What Twining's say, though, is that you're getting this mixed up, that actually this grant that they're getting from Europe, they didn't find out about until last month, and they made the decision about the factories last year. The grant money is going to be used for improving Twining's tea.
Well, that's angels on pinheads, isn't it? Whatever way you look at this, Twining's are getting rid of 400 workers in Britain and opening a new facility in Poland, which will be doing the same work. I've seen the schedules. They are actually going to be packaging up and exporting the machinery that is currently in the UK and taking it over to Poland. Now, if they're arguing that the bit of grant money that they're getting isn't going to be used for transferring production, as I say, that's angels on pinheads.
Derek Cotts from the Andover Trades Union Council.
Thanks very much, Alex.